This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 13 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the JDHS Yada Akathle and TMHS Swim and Dives team to talk about their annual Christmas tree sales fundraiser at Fred Meyer. We have Noah. Welcome to the show, Noah. Nice to have you here. Savannah, a coach at both schools. Welcome to the show, Savannah.
Thanks.
And we also have Hannah. Welcome to the show. Over there. And Mesa, welcome to the show, you two.
Hi.
It's nice to have you here. Kate, do you want to set us up? You are the Booster Club president, is that right?
Yeah, so I serve as the president for the JDHS Swim Dive Booster Club. And our club, along with the TMHS Booster Club, organizes the annual Christmas tree sales fundraiser. We've been doing it for the past 25 years. Originally, it started as a fundraiser just for Juno Douglas because there was only one school and therefore one team. And then in 2008, we invited TM to also participate. So it's now a dual team fundraiser. And it's the way we raise most of the money to support our kids for the season. And so we just wanted to kind of spread the word about it and talk a little bit about it on the radio.
All right. Savannah, as a coach, where do you see these funds going? How do they support your endeavor?
Mostly it just goes to cover the travel costs. It's pretty expensive for both teams to compete because we only have one home meet unless we're hosting regions or state. Otherwise, we travel to all the different locations, and it's pretty costly. We fly, and so that's where the funds go, as well as I believe there's some scholarship funds for athletes who can't afford the costs.
All right. And these trees will go up for sale the day after Thanksgiving, everyone. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So the fundraiser starts the day after Thanksgiving. And like Savannah said, all the money that we raise goes directly to the students to pay for travel expenses and for scholarships for those kids that can't afford to pay for any of their own travel. So it's a really important event for our clubs. And yeah, we start the day after Christmas, Friday, November 29th.
All right. Noah, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm Noah Losby. I'm the Thunder Mountain Swim Dive Team captain this year.
Okay. I have not seen a dive competition in a while. Can you describe to me what one looks like and what are some of the dives that you all are doing?
I'm on the swim part of the swim and dive team, but typically a dive competition happens in the middle of a meet. And they'll do a select number of dives that are required, and then they'll do a couple other ones, and they get judged based off, and whoever has the highest amount of points wins.
Got it. And as a swimmer, what events do you swim?
I swim the 100 back and 50 free typically.
Okay. Is that hard?
They're both sprint distance, which I think is hard, but I like both things, and I train for it.
All right. Hannah, tell us about yourself as a swimmer or a diver.
So I'm Hannah. I'm also one of the TMHS swim and dive captains. I swim the 500 and 200-yard freestyle.
Are those hard?
They're long. Kind of hard.
All right. Mesa, can you tell us about yourself?
I'm Mesa, and I swim for JDHS, and I'm the captain of the swim team. I mean, and the dive team, but, like, I only really know about the swim part.
And which events do you swim?
The 100 fly, and this year I did the 2 free, but I also do, like, 500 kind of.
Okay. Noah, I was talking with the JDHS hockey players a few minutes ago, and I was asking them what is it about hockey that they enjoy, or you know, what is it they've learned from hockey. What is it that you enjoy most about swimming?
I like the most about swimming, specifically on the Thunder Mountain Swim Dive Team, is the team aspect of the group. It's very close knit, very friendly, and it's a very fun experience, especially on travel meets. What we just messing around with everyone.
That's interesting because I think some of us think of swimming as an individual sport, unless it's a relay, right?
Yeah.
But it, It is a team effort, it sounds like.
Yeah. The actual race part, besides the relay, is individual, but to help prepare you for that race, it is all team. It's all around your team, and mentally preparing yourself is also for that race is also included with the team aspect because they help you be ready and feel prepared.
All right. Did you want to add something to that, Kate?
I just want to say as a parent, I think all of the swimmers and divers work really, really hard as students and as student athletes, and I really admire how devoted they are. Most of the swimmers spend, you know, at least 2 hours a day in the pool, 6 days a week during the swim season, and they're traveling, you know, usually every other weekend, and they have to try to keep up with their schoolwork. But yeah, I think they all work really hard, and I'm just really impressed with the kids and how much they support each other and how much they all gain out of the experience.
Hannah, how about you? What do you like most about it?
I definitely like the team aspect. This year's team especially, everyone was very positive during practice. There were high fives after every set, and it was just a really great experience, and I'm really going to miss that.
Are you a senior?
I am a senior.
Mesa, how about you?
I enjoyed the team aspect because I really think, like, it's nice that it's, like, a very individual sport, but, like, we all really motivate each other to, like, do our best, and that's really nice. And same, like, this year, we had a new swimmer who'd never swam before, and so, like, it was really fun. We all, like, helped her kind of learn how to swim and, like, get comfortable in the water, and so it was, like, really fun, especially this year, to, like, come together and, like, all use our, like, past experiences to help her to be, like, her best, and I know she really enjoyed to get to know, like, all these new people, and so that was fun to, like, see her improve. And
all right. Savannah, how about you? You've probably known these young adults for a long time now. What have you seen? What kind of growth have you seen in them?
Well, I'm just always so impressed whenever I get to travel with these athletes, and I spend time with probably Thunder Mountain more than JD. However, because I coach some JD swimmers as well, or divers as well, I get to spend some time with them too. And so to me, it's all just one gigantic family. A lot of these swimmers, you know, they started out at GSC as part of a swim club. Some are still part of it. Our swim club here in Juneau. So even though there's two schools, I feel like they're all kind of one big family in some sense because they've spent so much time together. But I'm always so impressed with just how encouraging these athletes are, how hard they work, the commitment level they have. I'm just always so impressed.
And I think about swimming as a life skill. I mean, you could probably just swim across the channel if you wanted to anytime, right?
Yeah, maybe with a wetsuit.
Kate, can you give us the details of the tree sale again, please?
Yeah, so our annual tree sale starts the day after Thanksgiving, which is the 29th. It's a Friday. And we are selling trees weeknights during the evening from 5 to 7 p.m., weekends from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We sell trees and wreaths and trees of all different sizes. We have several different types that we'll be selling this year, Douglas firs, Grand firs, Nordmans, and Noble firs. And all of the proceeds from the sales go directly to support the athletes. So it's a way to get yourself a beautiful tree or wreath and also really support a good cause.
All right. Noah, Savannah, Kate, Hannah, and Mesa, thank you all for coming on the show today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just come by your Christmas tree.
All right, and good luck in all your events, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.